I'm John Dankosky in Oxford, Connecticut, where residents are puzzled and saddened by the death of Ottilie Lundgren. Because of her age, she had a very limited daily routine, one that included an occasional trip to the hair salon or the Oxford Town Library. Sandra Davis was working there today.
She was one of our very favorite patrons. She used to come in here all the time, so we are saddened about this. It happened in our small town, and we know her, and she's come in here on a regular basis for at least the 20 years that I've been here.
It's not unusual that Lundgren would be well-known in Oxford. It's a small town of less than 10,000 in the Naugatuck River Valley, sandwiched between Waterbury and New Haven. It used to be mostly agricultural, but now, like most of Connecticut, is divided into suburban housing complexes, like the one where Lundgren lived. Her house was cordoned off last night by the FBI, and later state police closed down the street to all but local traffic. Oxford's first select woman, Kathy Johnson, was shocked by the news of Lundgren's illness, which was first disclosed yesterday afternoon.
Although I was concerned, I thought highly unlikely. This morning, at 6 o'clock, when I got a call from the state police, I really was in shock. I just could not believe that of all the places in the world right now, a small town like Oxford would have a situation like this.
Johnson was just voted into office this fall. Today is only her second day on the job. Throughout the town, residents are wondering how Lundgren could have contracted inhalation anthrax. At Granado's Eatery, a diner about a mile from Lundgren's home, the owner's son, Eric Granado, talked this morning to Doug Eklund, a regular customer.
It's been just the wonder of why is it happening? Why is a 94-year-old lady a target? Or just why does this poor lady have to be the victim of this? It's just confusing that a small town like this, why would this town be a target for it?
Well, it just shows you how vulnerable anybody or everybody is. You never know when this is going to strike, but it shows you in today's society what's liable to happen, what can happen.
Most residents of Oxford have heeded Governor John Rowland's call not to panic, but one source of concern remains the postal system. Oxford's tiny post office is connected to a barbershop. Outside, Kim, who didn't want to use her last name, says she's worried about her children, but still went to get her mail today.
I am concerned, and I was concerned about going to the mail office, too. And I just spoke with the postmaster inside, and he said he was worried and that he has rubber gloves.
But for now, the post office is open, and most of the people in Oxford are getting ready for Thanksgiving. First Select Woman Kathy Johnson says the town is coping with the tragedy.
I was out this morning before I came into the office. I was at the Calabria Deli. I was by Dunkin' Donuts right near Great Hill, right down the road from where it happened. No one was panicking. There is concern, but we feel safe in Oxford.
As the investigation continues, Governor Rowland has maintained that Oxford, the state, and its mail supply are safe. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in Oxford, Connecticut.